And joining us once again, just recently back in session again, is 36th District State Senator Jim Stamas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back. We're into the new year and a new session for you in the State Senate.
We are. It's a happy new year, and I took a little time off, spent some with the family over Christmas and the first of the new year, and yesterday we kicked off the 100th session of the Michigan Legislature. Wow. So it's actually, I think it's actually a little bit less than 100 years, or almost 200 years,
yeah.
Right, with two-year sessions, because I think there's actually four or five sessions over, at the very beginning, only one-year sessions. And so it was quite interesting to learn that.
Okay.
And so, we did kick it off. All 30 senators, 110 state representatives, and the governor were present in the Capitol yesterday and had a great opening ceremony. And look forward to working with everyone as we go forward. We, over the last week or so, just had announced all of the chairs for the state Senate for the different committees. And I, again, I think was named, well, not a thing, but was named chair of appropriations. And
okay.
So I'm excited about that. In fact, today I will be sitting down with the new budget director from Gretchen Whitmer's department, and having conversation with him so that we can hopefully work together to continue to be successful in getting a timely budget for our schools and our local government. And I'm hoping within about one more week, I'll know all my committee members, and so they're still working on that right now. But so things are moving.
Yeah.
Next week, I think on Tuesday, we'll be electing or setting the rules of the Senate. So that will be good. But as we look forward, Senator Shirky, the new majority leader of the Senate, spoke strongly on in his first issue he brought forward was reforming auto no-fault. And so I was excited to hear about that. It's something I've been working on throughout my career within the legislature, and I'm hoping that there's enough momentum this time to actually get something done. And so as we move forward with the budget, education and roads are going to continue to be at the top of the priority, along with just make sure we're being effective and transparent with the funding and how it's being spent within the state government. So it'll be a busy couple of years, but
yeah.
Excited to get going.
Boy, I'm sure you are. Yes. Well, I know you'll be getting going, too. I know I've seen you before. Perchville, USA is coming up very soon.
I saw that. I think February, early February.
Yeah, first weekend.
First weekend. So I seems like going up and doing at least one or two of the activities for the week for Perchville. And so I'm certainly going to make sure to try to do that as well. Over the break, I did come through the district a couple times, and I was able to stop into Oscoda. I want to give a shout out to Gary Keelan from the Oscoda Wordsmith Air Force Airport. He gave me another tour. It was amazing to see what was going on there. I think there's only seven buildings now that remain unfilled on the old Air Force Base, and that's just mostly because of the buildings are not in good enough shape. And
yeah.
So, hopefully, drink soon and saying hi to everybody, especially at Perchville.
Exactly, yeah, and I'll look forward to seeing you out there. Now, again, Jim, I know I always ask you this. If they want to reach you, what's the best way they can do that?
That's 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or www.senatorjimstamas.com.
Very good. Well, Jim, you have a safe one, and I will be catching up with you again very soon, my friend.
Sounds great, Kevin. Have a wonderful day.